Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And we just want to throw a reminder out there that if you have items to share with us on The Good Stuff, pretty easy to do that just by contacting kimhburge@gmail.com. That's kimhburge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com. Just a reminder about your voice for ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all of that in the Tri-State Livestock News, offering all that and more every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out visitvalentine.com. A lot of things going on. In fact, you can check out the 50 things to do in Cherry County, whether it's a trip down the Niobrara River, lots of camping spaces, over 300 motel rooms. Plan your next adventure on the Niobrara River or at Merritt Reservoir or one of the National Wildlife Refuges here in the Valentine area. It's all in Cherry County, and you can find out more at visitvalentine.com. Thanks to the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale, which was last Friday, April 19th. Thanks for using The Good Stuff to get the word out there about your 50th Annual Bull Sale. And inviting you to the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days starting this Thursday evening and running through the weekend here in Valentine. Old West Days and Cowboy Poetry Gathering, April 25th through the 28th. It's the same great event, just a different date. Old traditions, new beginnings. Check it out, oldwestdays.net for details.
I've got a poem about trees.
Trees?
Yeah.
By Robert Frost?
No, but that's what I thought of too. It's actually by Elizabeth McKibben.
Okay.
And she's from Green Valley, Arizona. So I'm not exactly sure how this came into our stash of good stuff, but there were three trees from Miles City to Jordan. But one day a storm came through, a tree was struck by lightning, and that left only two. There were two trees from Miles City to Jordan, and I'll be a son of a gun. One of them got sick and died, and that left only one. There is one tree from Miles City to Jordan. This country for trees is the poorest. So they erected a sign right next to the tree, the Rock Springs National Forest.
Well, I also have something about Wyoming. I don't know how we ended up with both going that direction today, but we should be so proud. After having dug to a depth of 10 feet outside of New York City, New York scientists found traces of copper cable dating back over 100 years. They came to the conclusion that their ancestors already had a telephone network over 100 years ago. Not to be outdone by the New Yorkers, in the weeks that followed, a Los Angeles, California archaeologist dug to a depth of 20 feet, somewhere just outside of Oceanside. Shortly after a story in the LA Times read, California archaeologists report a finding of 200-year-old copper cable. They have concluded that their ancestors already had an advanced high-tech communications network 100 years earlier than the New Yorkers did. 1 week later, a local newspaper in Rock River, Wyoming, reported the following. After digging down about 30 feet deep in the pasture near the community of Medicine Bow, Bubba, a self-taught archaeologist, reported that he found absolutely nothing. Bubba has therefore concluded that 300 years ago, Wyoming had already gone wireless. Just makes a person proud to be from Wyoming, right? Thought that was interesting. And here, if you want to install a kind of a redneck home security system, go to Goodwill. Buy a pair of size somewhere between 14 and 16 men's work boots. Make sure you place them on your front porch along with a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine. Put four giant dog dishes next to the boots and the magazines. And leave a note on your door that reads, Bubba, Bertha, Duke, Slim, and I went for more ammo and beer. Be back in an hour. Don't mess with the pit bulls. They got a mailman this morning and messed him up pretty bad. I don't think Killer took part, but it was hard to tell from all the blood. Anyway, I locked all four of them in the house. Better wait outside. Be right back. Signed, Cooter. That's a redneck or maybe a southern home security system. And maybe a couple more of those announcements that you hear on airplanes as you're getting seated and ready for takeoff. On landing, this one happens to be, the stewardess said, please be sure to take all of your belongings. If you're going to leave anything, please make sure that it's something that we'd like to have. As the plane landed and was coming to a stop at Ronald Reagan Airport, a lone voice came over the loudspeaker. Whoa, big fella. Whoa. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to your local radio station for more of the good stuff.